Tom Stevens is the mayor of Hillsborough, and he joins us here now in the studio. Welcome again.
Good afternoon, Aaron.
And this past weekend was a great one for Hillsborough because at long last, the grand opening of Riverwalk. It's now officially opening. How was it?
And I say it was a beautiful day. We had a storm kind of in the middle, but it held off till well after the ceremony. We had a great turnout, and of course the Riverwalk has been open, but to have the celebration was really important. It was quintessentially Hillsborough.
Yeah, talk about the ceremony. How many people were there, and what was it like?
You know, it's hard. People were lined up. You can see from the pictures, you know, down three different directions. We were at one T intersection on the trail. I don't know. A couple hundred were there at least at that point.
Nice.
And folks from all over and folks whose families had and owned the land around and folks who were visiting from out of state. Met some relatives from Charlie Berger and Winnie Olson, who the bridge is named after.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, people were just delighted with the trail. There were people there who had never, some one or two had not been to Hillsborough.
Yeah,
a few who had not been to the trail before. And then a lot of folks who've been walking it every day for months.
Yep.
And were just delighted. To be a part of it.
And I finally got a chance to walk on it this past week, and really, really cool how you can be. I mean, you're in downtown Hillsborough. Churton Street is just right there, and yet you just walk down to the riverbank, and it's like you're in the middle of nature. It's beautiful.
It is. Yeah. Just nicely done. Feels like it's been there for a long time and engineered that way. We are pleasantly surprised about how much use it gets. You go out there even on a weekday morning, and there's just lots and lots of folks.
Yeah.
Variety of folks, and that's what we'd want to see too. You see families, kids on bikes, and you know, little older kids on skateboards. You see older folks. You see single folks. A lot of folks walking their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You see baby strollers.
Yep.
the whole range.
Yeah.
So it's our community coming together, and people meet each other. People gather. People are out exercising. Some people from West Hillsborough use it to go to Weaver Street Market. So people use it for getting around, and it's a lot easier if you're there to go to the farmers market on Saturday. So it is just a way that is exactly what we want, is creating connections in Hillsborough. It celebrates our history and our natural heritage as well.
There's signs along the way that tell people about the history and the geography and
there's 10 wonderful signs there, including the whole communities that had moved, the folks who were stewards, about why it is that Hillsborough is there, because that was the place that crossed the river. There's things about the mills, about the railroad abutments, as well as the geology and the flora and the fauna, and just so we have great signs. We had a lot of volunteers who worked to develop that content. It is just artfully done. We have these emergency signs. You noticed every tenth of a mile, we've people are prepared. I think we've had a couple accidents, bike accidents, where our first responders have had to go in and help folks out. And having the signs every tenth of a mile, here's where I am.
Because you are going to have the occasional bike accident, something like that, and just giving people the opportunity to get the emergency people in as soon as possible, make it safe.
It is. When people walk in, they're just like beaming happiness.
It really is so cool. And if you're listening out there and you haven't been up to Hillsborough, haven't checked out Riverwalk since it's been open, really do, because it's now a highlight of Orange County. It really is.
It's I remember the little girl and her family walking across, and they were coming in for the first time, and they're walking across the bridge, and said, "You look, I can usually see turtles most days." And she just like squealed, "Turtles!" And you can.
And speaking of quintessentially Hillsborough, tell me about the proclamation, because we were talking about this during the break. Getting into it.
Well, first of all, we had a long list of people to thank, and it's a community effort, and I think the feeling of, like I said, joy and gratitude for all the folks who did. So, I would read all the names of the people who did all the construction work and the engineers, and then the crowd would get the crowd to say thank you, and then we'd read the name of the people who created all the signs and volunteered for that, and get everyone to read, thank you, and all the
and pump their fists like the record show.
So we did that, and then we did the proclamation in a very similar way. We get the crowd to do, proclamations. You got to use this technical jargon called whereas, and you have various statements, and then proclaim things. So we had the whole crowd go whereas, and talk a little bit about all the fine points about Riverwalk, and so we. And this is what I believe in. It's not the officials doing this. It is those of us who are gathered here proclaiming something. And so it was, and I get to officiate that in some way, but it was a delightful ceremony. And, you know, it was hot and it was not too long. Commissioner Jacobs, you know, said some few words and we had some welcomes and had, had a lot of elected officials there and folks, but just folks from all walks of life. And it was just a joy.
Awesome.
You can tell I'm still beaming.
Yeah, you really are. And it was supposed to, all week long, it was supposed to rain. And then the rain held off just long enough. So that was perfect too.
Yeah.
What's the origin of the whereas? Do you know?
I have no idea.
I've always wondered about that.
Yeah.
I have to find that out. Yeah.